Blog Talk Radio.
DJ on the spot.
On the spot. Oh, yeah. Real life, my man. Real talk, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
That main one that's going to be able to... Can you unplug the fence? that main one that's going to be able to actually encounter and not make that person, or make that person uncomplicated, you know, or less complicated. So call me, 347-826-7222, and let me know your opinion and what do you think about my topic today, which is, are you complicated? Oof, yeah, I think you can hear me a lot clearing out. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, my vocals are nice. Yeah. This is what happens when we, you know, we air live, and this is how we do, our ones and twos. Anyway, complicated. I think I'm complicated to a certain degree, of course, to a certain point. I think everybody has a little sense of complication, but I don't think it's so much complication as opposed to really getting to know someone. You know what I'm saying? Getting to know someone is complicated in itself because you have to start from square one, which is, you know, getting to ask the person from their favorite color to their favorite food. You don't want to go out to dinner with somebody and they're allergic to seafood, and you decide you want to pick a seafood place and order a seafood platter, and the person is there almost, you know, about to die. So you always want to know about the person, and that becomes a little complicated, sometimes even a little frustrating, that people give up. Some people just give up. They be like, you know what? Never mind. You know, I just rather stay single, or I just rather stay by myself, or I just rather not deal, you know, with the nonsense or whatever, and not even, you know, not even bother to try. And a lot of us stay kind of bitter and sour, you know, because we don't want to deal with difficult people or complicated people, you know. Which I think there's a difference there between, you know, difficult people and complicated people, you know. But there's always somebody for somebody. There's always, you know, there's a match made for everyone. You just have to, you know, search. Some of us have to search a little more than others. Some of us may have to go online and find them. Some of them, you know, bump into them in the street, on a bus, in a train, in the highway. Some of them, you know, bump into them on their way to bail somebody out, like a dollar. Who knows? I mean, I'm just saying, you know. You know, you could just bump into anybody anywhere, you know, that person that you're going to really connect with. So, you know, that's our topic, complicated. Do you think you're complicated, or do you know someone that's complicated? Call in 347-826-7722. You know, today's guests are DJ Dennis the Menace. He's bringing also with him, which is Salute Me Entertainment. You know, Salute Me, biatch, is their commercial. You know, is their motto. He's bringing Young Quest with him. Young Quest just did a song with Christian Dior. So we're going to be able to, you know, we're going to play for you guys, and you're going to hear it, and you call in and give us your opinion. 347-826-7722. Don't forget to log into our website, which is www.lushradioonline.com. Also check out www.e2kmagazineonline.com, you know, and you can just check us out every day, log in, see what we're doing. You know, we're live on the air now, and you know, you can check the websites. You know, shout out to Street Queens the Movement, shout out to It's a She Thing, JC out there, you know, running the clubs and all that. I want to give a shout out to, I'm just looking around to see who I'm going to give a shout-out to, because I ran out of shout-outs. Okay, let's give a shout-out to All Elements. Shout-out to All Elements. Shout-out to DJ Ronan that was here yesterday, as a matter of fact, hanging out with us. And he's supposed to come through today, so let's see, you know. Shout-out to Team Entertainment. Shout-out to Digital Fantasy Media. Oh, I can't even see. I told you I need glasses. Shout-out to Deja Vu. Shout out to Rose that's on the board. Shout out to Lucky Luscious, he alive, you know, CEO is in the building. Shout out to Dez, our new intern, and you know, she's trying to, you know, follow up with us, because we here, we go hard in the paint, it's not easy. So, you know, let me just say sorry from now, Dez, all right? Sorry for coming here last. You'll be all right. There's only but love here. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to do the right thing, make things good, make things better. You know, I heard that in Paradise Theater it was pumping yesterday, you know. So again, shout out to them. They had a ball over there at the Paradise, and it was fabulous. It was popping. Call in 347-826-7722. Guys, I know that you're calling. I see that you're trying to call on my personal, but we're having technical difficulties for the full piece. Please hang on. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get things popping. I cannot pick up the personal phone. You're going to have to call on the landline. 347-826-7722. Just kind of stay on hold. I appreciate you being on hold. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate everyone today. So, anyway, shout out to Julie Ning Ojeda that was here, you know, came and was talking about her book, Friends to the End, Part 2. Shout out to Lagos, Jersey, Patterson, stand up. Shout out to the Murder Mommy. This is going to be my shout out section. Shout out to everybody in the DMV area. Shout out to Philly, y'all, with the Philly cheesesteaks and all that, even though, you know, I don't eat their carcasses. But shout out to everybody over there. Life is a song. Love is the music. And that's how we feel here. We're going to go into my theme song. And maybe that'll amp me up a little and we can, you know, work on the tech here. You know, anybody want to intern for tech, call us. 347-826-7722. And, you know, we'll test you out. Let me go to my favorite song. My theme song that talks about how sexy I am. Maybe I should...
Cap and some Timbos, in a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes, camera in the mirror, BBM pose, still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bug gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, figure it. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out doing them Jamaican tips. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bacon pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian shit. Got this young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a bumble.
Y'all be watching all y'all, money on the road, y'all. Y'all don't give me any prices, with me never get seen in my life. Y'all be so swampy, all y'all. All around, y'all give me tight. It's only ever seen in my life. Like a bad boy, funny boy, boom, 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 boom. Y'all body back and boom, 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 boom. Give me back a one night, the bad boom, boom, boom. When I run past and ask me, I get my boom, boom. See if they want that actual. I move where she wants in answer. She's a more fun, more rat, still she grown. And she even wants the boy who got me walking. Oh, yeah, put me arms right around, yeah. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Y'all me just swampy wall, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Like a fast bike, bunny roll, boom, 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 boom. Y'all bunny back and see a boom, boom. Bunny back and one night if I go boom. But I'm up and tell me I'm going to walk my boom. See the boat that comes to her. I'm going to walk. As a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl really take care of me. Me want a girl and now I'm for me. Really good, I'm really feeling. Show me that you can turn. Y'all me want me warrior, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest grip me ever get seen in my life. Y'all me so swampy warrior, yo. Put me thing all around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life.
Creates, I think it's .com or .net, but just Google her in the net. Shout out to her. She's one of our sponsors. You know, she does a lot of things for both Flush Radio Online and E2K Magazine. So she's definitely family to the show. Shout out to Derek, you know, for yesterday's event. And, you know, shout out to Fab. I think he made that song just for me. Girl, you be killing them. I think he seen me one day probably in sofas or something. And seeing how I walked in and killed him, and they made a song for me. I'm just saying, let a girl dream. I'm just saying, shout out to Fab. Thanks, babe. Thanks, boo. And I'm waiting for Lega to do my remix. I'm just saying, I thought I'd just put it on the air. I didn't want to shout him out like that, but Lega, yes, you're on blast. I'm waiting for my remix. Hello, any day now. Call in 347-826-7722. Call us up, call us up. Let's talk about this topic, man, about complicated people. How complicated are you? Are you really, truly complicated? Someone said that I was complicated. I don't think so. I think just they didn't take out the time to really understand me. But that's not being complicated. Is it? Call me. 347-826-7722. And I'm holding my sneezes because, like I said, I'm just in the midst of just getting over a flu. Yesterday I was really done. And I missed the Paradise event. But my partner showed up and, you know, and to the rescue and definitely was there. So we got the photo ops. And they will be posted very soon once they leave the editing department. And we'll have them, you know, we'll have them up on the website. You can check out www.lushradioonline.com. Also, check out www.e2kmagazineonline.com. You know, for those that don't know, we are the people's voice. And that's why we sound a little different, because everybody has different voices. I have the Latin flavor voice. And then, you know, Lush comes with Africa. Africa. We shout out to
Nigerian
Independence Day, which was yesterday. You know? So shout out to them. Shout out to all the birthdays that are out. What?
All the Libras.
Is it Libra?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So shout out to all the Libras. And shout out to DJ Truth having his event tonight at Club
Rome.
In the city, you know, just Google it. I don't know the exact address to the place, but it's going to be popping. It's going to be popping. They're going to have a lot of things, you know, going on over there, a lot of celebrities. We will be in the building supporting DJ Truth, you know, bringing the Philly and New York support to his place. You know, we're going to be popping, you know, popping the dubs. Now, that's a lie, because I don't drink. But, you know, maybe some water, some juice for me. And, you know, I just watch all the ballers balling, you know, do what they do. Because I'm not into, you know, adding on to the phoniness of the industry. I'll tell you the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, if I am walking with a Gucci bag, I'll tell you, yo, this is Gucci. But if it's Gucci, I'll tell you it's Gucci. I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I can do that. You know. It's real talk, real life for MA2K. And, you know, I try to live my life as real as possible. But anyway, the topic for today is complicated people. Are you complicated or do you know someone that's complicated? 646, talk to me. Let me know. We're talking about complicated people. Do you know someone that's complicated or are you a complicated person and why? 646.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. This is Big O from Newark.
What up, O?
I'm sitting here next to, you know, Big Head from the Bronx.
That's what's up.
So he want to holler, you know what I'm saying, on the E2K internet radio show.
It's E2K on the spot, and it's Lush Radio Online.
On the spot, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he want to holler Emma E2K.
That's what's up, so I'm here.
Well,
I mean,
have
let's
no
talk
idea.
About the topic that I'm into right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell him
so
what the topic is,
the
and let him do what he do.
Okay. So the topic here that we're discussing.
Hello?
Emma,
what's good?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin', baby? You on the radio?
You're on the radio. I'm on the radio. Hey. You on the radio.
Yeah, this is Big Cornell Security Supreme.
Hi,
doing this thing.
You me holding and my it brother down over there at the Paradise?
Yeah, we holding it down at the Paradise right now.
It's a good look. It's a good look.
Good luck, baby. You know I always love you. If you ever need me, I'm there.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Keep doing security.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes? This is people from Newark. What's the topic?
The topic is complicated. Do you, are you a complicated person, or do you know anyone that's complicated, or why?
I'm complicated.
Why?
I have a lot of issues. Listen, you have no idea what me and my woman go through. Listen, Emma E2K, you're the only one that I'll spill it on, because you have no idea. Like, our characters clash. You know, women are from Mars. No, men are from Mars, right? Women are from Venus, right?
We're from Venus.
See? So, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's the truth, man. It's a problem.
So you're complicated because you clash with your woman, or you just complicated because that's who you are?
Nah, my woman, she's tough, bro. You have no idea, man. Believe me, I wish, like you would give me, like, the type of advice to tell me how to do. Listen, my woman is tough, man. She's
when
like a rough rider, man.
When
and I don't know what to do. I ain't going to lie.
When you say rough, you mean like she's like not feminine rough?
No, she's feminine when she needs to be, but when we deal with like street issues, she's motherfucking a Terminator X. It's like
Terminator
X. Serious? I'm Terminator X. Are you serious? You know, so I need to know, Emily, okay, what can I do? Talk to me. What can I do?
I think that you should, you know, have a sit-down, have a powwow. Have you tried having a sit-down and a powwow and compromising? Because complicated people are not too fond in compromising. That's, you know, that's what happens. So maybe she's trying to compromise with you in certain things, and your complicated face wasn't accepting.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? Well, I'll do that.
Okay. So that sometimes works. Communication, they say, is always key for everything. You know what I'm saying? For relationships, business, whatever. I mean, if you're not really communicating with a person, then you really can't get nothing productive out of it. Right?
Right.
So my suggestion to you would be, more communication. More compromising. You know, it's a give and take.
Okay.
Anything, it's a give and take. So, I mean, but
well, let me ask you a question. If I compromise with her, will she meet me halfway, you think?
I believe so.
You know,
but you know what happens?
It's your opinion.
To tell you the truth, you know what happens? Sometimes people say they're going to compromise, and then, you know, after they make the compromise, they say, you know what? Why I got to do this, man? I'm changing who I am or whatever, blah, blah. And then those ideas kind of crawl in their head, and they're like, oh, man, I'm going to do what I want to do. And then there goes the compromise.
Okay.
You know,
I respect that.
Yeah, so sometimes that happens. And,
Thank you, Emma. When we
want to do things that we're accustomed to doing certain other things, and we don't want to stop doing it, and we feel someone is trying to either make us or change us. Because not all changes are bad, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, when we're set in our ways, somebody tries to change us, even if it's for the better, we kind of resistant to that.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
That's excellent advice.
With your Abby, but they sure call me Emma E2K.
I promise you, I will call you as soon as there's a problem. I promise you. Thank you. And I appreciate everything you're doing, okay?
Thank you, honey, and I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
I mean, I'm kissing you, you know.
Yeah.
On a friendship.
Yeah, what was that about?
My woman, yeah. My woman, you know. Anyway, you know. All right? Okay.
It's all love. It's all peace and love and hair grease, you know?
Right. Oh, from Newark. I'm out.
Peace.
Ciao.
Yeah, so, you know, the topic is complicated. Are you complicated? Do you know someone that's complicated? There's a lot of complicated people. There's, you know, people just have issues left and right. And my thing to them would be communication. Just like I told the gentleman on the line. Communication, man, and compromising. Sometimes we want to compromise. I mean, sometimes we don't want to compromise, but we do have to bring it to the table and do it anyway, because without compromising in things, you know, and you want to be headstrong, you're like, no, this is the way I'm going to do things, and this is the way I'm going to do it. When you're merging with another energy, when you're merging with another person, it's not just about you anymore. So, you know, when it's two companies and they got to come together, they have to merge, and things have to change. So if two individuals are going to get together, they have to compromise on what's going to change. Something is going to change. Nothing is going to stay the same. So it's either you talk about it and you gradually volunteer to compromise, or eventually something's going to change abruptly. So, you know, you have to decide on that. Call in 347-826-7722. And let me take another song, because I can do that. And so I can be able to bring in my first guest. Let's do the commercial. Let's do a song. Let's do a drop. Do whatever you need to do, Rose, man. Get on that board. Get busy.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms to rent. Rooms to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world. Wrong.
Come on, everybody. Let's all get down.
The event on October the 2nd is going to be retarded.
Where you at? Where you at?
We're going to have celebrities. Manhattan is going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? We blasting off. We're going to have posters. It's going to go ham. Go ham with us, man. Come party with us. We gonna show y'all how we party. Make sure y'all show my man DJ Truth that crazy retarded love. Cause if you don't, I might have to smack you myself, like I tell you.
With more industry connects in the phone company.
Oh yeah, it's going down October 1st to the 3rd, New York City. Keep your eyes open. It's official. It's first annual DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit, hosted by the industry. Everybody's gonna be there. Lush gonna be there. If you're trying to get down with the Get Down, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and DJ Truth. Get all the information. I got the buzz flyer popping right now. Just got confirmations from 3 major A&Rs. If you want to get down, it's DJ Truth First Annual Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit in New York City. Keep your eyes out. It's going down, all right?
DJ Truth.
Yeah, it's your girl, M.I.E. 2K, and we're back, man. Better known as my friend from the PA. Wait, come on in, man.
Am I on?
You're on.
Am I on?
You're on.
Give me those. I'm on the air. The Messiah of Seduction has entered the building. Y'all better get on your phones. Get on the air. Get on YouTube. Whatever you can. I'm on, baby. Big shout out to Lush. You got me drunk, girl. She wants something. She wants something from me, y'all. She wants this. I'm feeling all moist and creamy and moisturized inside. She got me drunk off the nay, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, girl. Mm-hmm.
What's up, baby girl?
Man, I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank
and I'm
you
glad
for
that
me.
When I asked you, you know, you jumped right on there right away. That
Hell
would,
yeah.
you know, make me feel, you know, so warm and tender inside.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you heard the topic that I was discussing. You know, the rule here is you have to go into the topic with me,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, we go into your stuff.
Absolutely.
But first, my stuff.
Okay.
So, my stuff is talking about complicated people.
Mm.
Are you complicated, or do you know someone that's complicated?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest. I'm not complicated at all. I think just things around me that evolve around me make me complicated. I'm a humble guy. You know me. We've known each other. We grew up since, you know, I had hair. And, you know, everything was cool. But, you know, as far as complications, nothing makes me complicated. Just, you know, things around me make me complicated. I'm not a complicated person. I'm very funny, humble, and I'm easy and lovable, and I'm a gully kind of person.
So no one has ever said to you, you know, like real complicated. No one has anyone ever said that to you at least once in your life. Come on.
You know what? I'm being honest with you. Everybody always tells me that. That's because they got complications, though. I don't got complications. Basically, I'm just the all around guy. Basically, I'm the kind of person. The things that make me complicated is, for one, if I play and you don't pay, that becomes a complication.
Mm,
so I get
okay.
complicated. That's
okay.
just the way I see it.
Right.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
So in that sense, okay, just complicate it all day.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm giving you vice versa, you know, services, you know what? Bring it on. You know what I'm saying? Pay me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a hooker in heat.
Spell my name right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can honestly, you know, there's a lot of complications out there. You know, it could be everyday life. Everyday life is complicated. So I get up in the morning, I don't want to wake up. You know, to when I'm taking a shower, I don't want to take a shower neither. You know, that just becomes a complication.
So you think that the reason why people become so complicated is due to all the issues that they deal with? Like mad issues, like people, if people have mad issues and mad drama, then they become like a difficult person?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has an issue in their life, one way or another. You can't, there's no such thing as a good person. You know,
hey,
everybody
I'm
has
a,
oh, well, you are, but you know, I mean, there's got
to be. I can be, like.
But what I'm saying is that there could be some complications in your life that
right.
make you complicated. You know what I mean? Just like myself. There's a lot of complicated people. You just got to go with the flow. You got to understand them so they can understand you. But there's always going to be complications. Just meeting a person on a first date. You know, I've been on tons of blind dates, and if I get patched up with a fat chick, no against fat chicks. But if I get...
Love fat chicks!
Yeah, exactly. I love a girl that smells like bacon and sausage. But, you know, if you know, my thing is I'm into slim women, and if you introduce me to a big girl, that becomes a complication. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how to address. I don't know if she want to box or she want to eat me. So... You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just, it's just everyday issues, you know. There's a lot of people out there with issues, and I love them all the same, just like they
right.
love me all the same. So.
Just like people that have different fetishes. You know, there's people that rather deal with humans than some with animals. You know, it's just...
Yeah, well, you know what? I ain't kissing a German Shepherd no time soon, but, you know what I'm saying? I got my fetishes, you know what I'm saying? I got a big fetish, man.
What's your fetish?
My fetish is stockings, fishnets, man.
Ooh.
I got fishnets. I love women with good feet and good fingers and good nails and,
ooh.
You know, hair done, nails
done,
everything
done.
Done. You know what I'm saying? I want a fancy woman. But I, you know, when women, well, exactly. When I see women in
what about
fishnets,
okay, but when they say everything big, along with that comes like a big ego and a big head. Like, can you cope?
No, that's past the margin. You know, because I'm a humble dude. I come in great and lightly towards every woman. Every woman, even if it's not gonna be something with attachments. You know, just. You know, their aura has to be very important. They got to be gully. They got to be funny. They got to be real approachable and lovable at the end of the night. Even if we're not kissing or we're not doing anything, but it's, they got to have the right approach like I do.
So now you're currently single, so we can, you know, start dating?
I've been single since my mom gave birth to me. Now, I've been single for a while. You know, you know what? Going back to complications, that's a complication. That's one of the biggest complications. I've been single for so long that even the married men call me for consolation. You know what I mean? And that's a problem. You know, I got so many friends who are going through baby drama, mama drama, everyday life drama, and just marriages in general. I can even count with my two hands. And there's people out there who have complications, and they bring that towards me. So it's like, yeah, that's like the biggest complication right now at this point. you know.
Having to address everybody else's complications.
Yeah, no, because they come to me because I'm a single guy, right. You know what I mean? And I've never been married,
so you,
I don't have
so
children.
So you're the single guy that comes to the wedding and you just, you're coming alone, like single, and all the single women are stalking you out.
You know, they only stalk me to a certain extent when they want pictures. Because usually, you know what I'm saying, like, I do everything. I'm a jack of all trades. I do photography, singing, songwriting. I do whatever I can to, you know, I create a different niches to bless me and feed me and clothe me and, you know, shelter me. But when I'm at a party, you know, if I'm at a wedding, yeah, I keep them far. Because I don't deal with, you know, women with
they
luggage.
They want to catch the bouquet and then...
and then they want to look towards the single guy. They'll be like, okay, he is perfect. But no, I don't get into that. I don't deal with women with luggage. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. It's never been in my nature.
So luggage of issues or luggage with children? Because usually they say when women have luggage, they mean usually like kids and stuff. Is that what you're referring to?
You know what? I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it's a little bit of both. I can't say either or. You know, I think it's both. You know, I've dealt with women who were married and I just couldn't go there because I can't see this, you know, that stuff done to me in return.
Right.
As far as women with children, yeah, I've dealt with, you know, women with children. But, you know, when baby daddy steps in and they see the new guy and, you know, that becomes a problem. Cause,
complicated.
You know, I got to bring out the Jet Li and, you know, I got to protect myself.
Right. It starts getting complicated.
It starts getting complicated. Capital C, baby. I can wear it. You know what? I wear a C for my, you know, I big up to my people who call me up and they be like, you know, what do you think I should do? And I'm like, you know what? It's hard to even, it's complicated to answer a married man's questions because I've never been married.
Mm.
You know, I don't have children.
So where would they think that you have an answer for that?
Because I'm a single guy. Because I'm a single guy, and they figure that the single guy has an answer to everything.
That's
so
why he's single.
That's basically why the woman is, you know, cheating on him. What are we saying? You know, no, but it's the truth, though. You know, it's like, okay, and it doesn't bother me to actually give them my insight, you know what I mean, and give them an answer. I really don't know where to go. I just try to give them the best friendly advice and the humble advice, because some guys want to rip a woman's head off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. It's all good. It happens all the time.
Right.
But for a couple of years now, I've been a real good friend towards, you know, my people, and not just men in general, women in general as well. You know, women go through a lot of problems.
Now, you've been single, but that necessarily doesn't mean you've been celibate. Being single and being single and celibate is two different things.
No,
so
that's the truth. That's true. No, you know what? I'm gonna be honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York City. You know, there's a lot of things happening here, and I'm one that makes it happen.
It's a complicated answer.
Exactly. No, no. Only on E2K. Quote that. Now, I may be single, and the celibacy is a different thing. For me, I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, you see me all crazy and rah rah and very loud and energetic, but I'm really, when it comes to women, I'm very light. I'm a little plush doll, and I'm very like sexy. Yeah, I'm like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You know, tickle me once, and I'll scream, or I'll just jump on your head. But I'm kind of like a little kitty, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta find the right thing in order for me to, you know, do what I gotta do. I just don't jump into those things like that.
Okay.
I'm not into one night stands. You know, everything, things that go around in like sicknesses and stuff like that, I'm very weary about.
Love just wiped down her neck. I don't know.
I'm ready to give it to Love though, cause she got me a little nay inside the system, and I'm feeling moist. So it's like, she about to get it DC style, baby. I'm about to give you the projects like that. I'm about to throw some beats into it, you know what I mean? But it's okay, I got love for Lush. You know, and she a big girl. Y'all seen Lush? She a big woman, boy. That shit is like ham hock. Shit, bring it on. I haven't had soul food in a while either. So you got to bring it to me, girl. I like my, you know, my homemade mac and cheese. That's what I'm saying. Call me Sir Mix-a-Lot. Mix it up like that. Like that. Throw on some keep watch. Give me some more of this, girl. Give me some more of this, man. Show you what a Spanish cat can do. And I was a B-boy too. I popped the freeze on your ass too. I'll do electric boogie on you, girl. You ever seen a California worm? I'm just joking. Big up to Lush, big up to my girl Emma. Yo, I just want to say, first and foremost, before we go into it, I just want to thank y'all, and I'm proud of you guys, because without you guys, you know, these little acts and these little, you know, people trying to make it in the world, with doing outlets and plugins like this, it's just a beautiful thing, and I'm I've been waiting for the longest to be invited on here, and I'm glad I'm here.
I'm sorry. We just have like...
Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
Because
the best, you know, as they say, how's that saying?
The best for last.
Absolutely. And, you know, we came in strong, but I'm proud of you girls. I'm proud of you girls for doing things like this and, you know, acknowledging, you know, acts that, you know, trying so hard.
We have forces that be that, you know... That trying, to, but you know, when you are on the side of the light, I always say, walking in truth, there's no way that, you know, they're going to be able to stop us. And we got the double Pisces power. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but.
I like that, because, you know, fish is protein. Fish is protein. I'm into salmon. You know what I'm saying? No. I'm into fish.
So, let's just blush in like hell over there.
Yeah.
So we're going to, let's go into this private call real quick. Private caller, y'all with ME2K and vice versa. Can you lower your computer, the volume?
No problem.
The background, so there's feedback, baby.
I got you. How y'all feeling?
Feel great, right. Honey. Who's this and where you calling from?
My name is Big, though. I'm calling out of White Plains, New York. I hear.
That's what's up. Do you have, do you want to talk about the topic or do you have anything to say to my guest?
Okay, well, honestly, I didn't realize, I guess I'm kind of like caught on the spot right now. I was just calling.
Well, it's called E2K on the Spot. I'm glad that you said that. So, E2K on the Spot with your girl, Emma E2K, which is the person that's speaking to you right now. My guest is called Vice Verse, and we actually haven't started the interview, so you can know a little more about him. I was just about to do that. But if you want to get into the topic, which is what we're discussing, I'm talking about complicated people. Are you a complicated person, or do you know someone that's complicated, and why?
I'm pretty easy going, man. My mom is complicated. That's who's complicated, man.
Shut it up! Shout it out. Why is she complicated?
Go ahead. Talk about it. Truth be told, she complicated. I guess you could say because she had me. I'm just like her, and we bump heads all day.
But you're not, right?
I'm not complicated, but, you know, everybody has, that red button you just don't push.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? They say the apples never fall too far from the tree.
Absolutely.
So you just stated,
man, I'm thinking,
she had you. So are you kind of contradicting yourself right now?
No, I don't want to say that because I'm saying I don't have the attitude she got. She's like, yo,
okay,
she's like.
Let me ask you this. Has anyone ever told you, man, you complicated? Come on, keep it real.
Nah, I'll say evil. I'll say mean, you know. You know, never complicated. I'm real easy going, man.
Okay. Do you know besides your mom, anyone else that you know that's complicated?
You know what? Yeah. I don't want to put it on blast.
Come on, shout it out.
Yeah, my girl, man. My girl.
You said that kind of sad right now.
Yeah, my girl. Nah, I said that kind of protecting myself right now. That's why I said that. Too close to comfort, you know.
Well, we want you to have yet another life to live, so we're not gonna get on it on how complicated ways. But I am gonna give you advice on that complication situation. Being that you called her your girl, that means you're still in a current relationship.
Oh yeah,
and
9 years
I guess
long.
That you're compromising with that complication. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yes. You know how they say, I guess I could say, she women want to change men some kind of way, but
mm-hmm.
they say they don't want to change them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they do. They want them to change them so they can have them, offer them, however you want
to. They
want to
make them fat so nobody can look at them?
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't say that. Okay, I'm already there.
Oh,
I'm there already.
I don't think necessarily all the time. I mean, let me tell you guys too, when you get into a relationship, request changes. Sometimes right away, but sometimes y'all come in that sneak attack. You know, the girls are wearing her tight pants, her cleavage, whatever. It's all sexy when you're first dating them and courting them. But once they become your woman, wife, or whatever, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're showing too much breast. Those jeans are too tight. So why was it all good when you was, you know, courting her and all that, and now it's not good when she's yours?
Well,
you guys have that tendency to do that, too. Can you agree with me on that?
Yeah, like you
said. Complicated. That's what I'm saying. That's the topic of today.
You chuckling because right now your life is complicated. You're like a bird on a wire, right?
Oh, man. That was something to say. I can't even answer that now because you just caught me right there. Like.
And let me let you marinate on that a little bit. I'm going to come back to you. 646, you're on the line with Emma E2K and vice versa.
Well, you know what? Let me...
646? Yeah. Okay. All right, then. So, anyway, without no further ado, we know the topic of complicated came about because I had a conversation with a male friend and a female friend, you know, separate times.
Right.
And both of them came out and told me that, you know, like my male friend was like, you know, I'm with this girl, whatever. She's like, man, complicated and stuff like that. Then my female friend, oh, I met this guy, and the first thing that got to me was, yo, babe, I'm complicated. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, okay, so for the female, it's like, why if from the gate the guy is telling you I'm complicated, why would you want to, you know, pursue that? Like, is that like a turn on? Like somebody says I'm complicated, and you're gonna be like, that's like a puzzle. I'm gonna be the one to figure that complication out.
Well, I can give you my input, but I think you got somebody on the line because I heard somebody say, yeah.
No, that's the gentleman that was on, right? You still on with us? Hi, Nicole. 646. Are you still on with us?
Yes.
You want to answer that?
Yeah. Complicated. What sense though? What's complicated about it?
What's complicated about what? Now you got me stuck.
You telling him?
What the girl being with another girl? The dude being with another?
No.
What's complicated about it?
My female friend, right, has said that as soon as she had met, you know, the guy that she's with now, the first thing that the guy had told her was, listen, you know, I'm very complicated. So my whole question to her was, you know, because now she's complaining about it. You know, oh, he's so complicated, blah, blah, blah. So my thing to her is, if he told you from the very beginning when you met him, listen, I'm complicated, he expressed that to you, he let you know. If you wasn't ready for that, then why continue? You should have, like, right then and there said, you know what? If you're that complicated, I really don't want to get into it and not engage in a relationship and not complain about it. That's what I'm talking
right. about. Right. So that's why I'm confused. Like, what's the complicated part?
Okay, something like a whole half an hour.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your input. You done broke it down. So what's the big deal?
Right. So having that conversation with her is where I decided to do the topic today, is what I'm explaining.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, because it's like, I want to know what's confusing about the whole situation.
That the guy was tough.
You already said, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to debt a certain thing. Okay, it's done. Mm-hmm. So where does it start to get confusing again? I'm confused right now.
Well, that's the man's issue then. That's something that he got to confront with himself. If he told the girl...
Why, is he gay?
No, he just told the girl that he's complicated. So there could be a lot of things.
Complicated.
And the girl still decided to have a relationship with a person, with the guy that told her he's complicated. So now, him being complicated, you shouldn't then really complain or be like, oh, he's so complicated. He told you that from the beginning.
Right.
It was my answer to her.
Listen, let me tell you this. This is all I got to add to the whole situation because I don't want to make it too, you know what I'm saying, a discriminate, and I don't want to make it long and unlasting for no reason. Listen,
okay.
At the end of the day, mm-hmm. I mean, my woman's complicated too. But at the end of the day, I have to accept a lot of her complications with her character. Now, if I choose not to do that, then you know what? Then You know what I'm saying? Then obviously, if I choose to do it without wanting to, I'm going to live a miserable life. But I choose to do it because I know that my life is going to end up a lot better regardless.
Wow, okay.
You feel
okay.
me?
Okay, yeah,
so
definitely.
Let's cut the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And let's not play chess when we really should play checkers.
Right.
You feel me?
Like,
come on. Like, with a relationship, if a person really wants to have a relationship, then he deals with what's in front of him. If a person doesn't, then it becomes complicated.
Okay.
You feel me? So
yes,
for the people,
absolutely.
At the end of the day, all I got to add to the ME2K show is, for the end of the day, if people want to play checkers, then they need to play together and make sure they're playing it together. Because some people are playing chess.
Okay, and chess is against each other and checkers is together. Is that
right. No, chess ends up in checkmate. Checkers is played on and on and on and on and on. You feel me? You know, that's for them young folk. They got a lot of energy. But chess is checkmate, done. Okay, this is where we're going. That's it. Bow. Ciao.
All right. Okay.
You feel me?
All right, cool. Definitely, yeah, you definitely cleared that up, and I'm glad that you did that because, you know, we were going to complicated thoughts.
Yeah. I see they're getting a little difficult.
Yeah, no, it's cool though. Yeah, it's like trying to find the address and having a map card in front of you and not just putting in the address, right?
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know,
unnecessarily.
We said it's the Yonkers when we was trying to get the newer. Right, exactly.
Right.
You feel me? So it was like crazy.
Yeah, so I thank you and I appreciate it. And hang on.
No, and the brother that was kicking it, he didn't say nothing wrong. He just gave his perspective. You feel me? And I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because on your show, I respect whatever perspective people you don't bring. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't deal with conflict. We deal with resolution. That's
right.
Our goal.
Right.
That's why I even call in. Because if
I
it wasn't for your
that.
Show, I wouldn't call in. I'm being honest. I wouldn't call in. You feel me? Let's not deal with conflict. Let's deal with resolution.
Absolutely. I agree, and I thank you, and I appreciate you so much. Let me put you on hold. We're going to go into a song by Vice Tag the Wall. We're going to see him tagging the wall, and, you know, we'll be right back and start up on his interview that we just been, you know, just going on this topic very heavy, but, you know, I have to give my guest his just due time, so...
Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2, cause it ain't a party, so my crew run through. Shake somebody, show me what you can do, like, oh. Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2, DJs, can the niggas rock into the groove?
Woo!
Pump it louder so the crowd want to move, like, oh.
Check, now, yo, I blaze the illest. So much skill, it's impossible for you not to feel us, feel it. MC that you ever met in your life, I'm trying to see your work, put a little sweat in your life. I got an idea, and it might sound silly, but I wanna roll your body in a tight brown filly. Crack it, lick it up, feel it airtight. Get a light, cause you know we gon' burn it all night. And I just might double the ice on Diddy, so if you double the price, me and Vice rock any. Come on.
Rock your body, might get
yeah, here.
Cause it ain't the body, so my crew running through.
The hotel soon. We gon' put the lens on zoom, bends on boom. As long as you got the right perfume, ain't nobody checking out the telly till noon.
Come on.
You should get a stack tap on the backbone. Up that rap, I'm peeling off some tight sack zone. Honey, stop breathing when I step in the room. And ain't nobody leaving when I set it with the boom.
Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2, cause it ain't the party till my crew running through.
Damn.
Come on,
that's it.
Uh-huh. Can't open up and-
improve the use, two top poems to keep classic, yo. Try to follow when the turntable spinning, the sound is leaking out on the crowd, getting a bit. You see me coasting, the scene getting frozen. He sounds dope when the words are composed. T-boys break down with soul like a slow jam. I've been so damn ill till I'm an old man. Stop, you're making it hot when y'all move. Tag, I'll reach the top cause I choose. Cruise, tracks like the cat like you. In fact, I'm nice with the rap, can't move. Come on.
So now you know I ain't gay.
just got to throw some comedy in there. I don't know what to say. But, you know, I have to make it clear. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dead. I'm still doing my thing. And I'm a man of different niches. You know what I'm saying? I'm a jack of all trades. It's not anything I can't do. I do it all. I do from, you know, songwriting. I sing. I took up graphics just to, you know, my mom always told me, just don't focus on one thing, you know. I have something to fall back on. So I found a bunch of things to fall back on this evening. I've been blessed and I've been thankful. I've had, still to this day, I have a lot of supporters. I have a lot of believers. My family is a big supporter of mine. And whatever I do, they have 150%, you know, behind me.
Who is the female, the young lady in the song?
My girl Jasmine Ray, which I want to give a big up to and congratulations. She's having her first child right now. I know she's invited me so many times, but she lives up in Shaolin in Staten Island. It's hard to travel all the way up to So I want to give her a shout out, big hug and kiss on her first child. And you know, she came on board when we first, you know, formed the group. And then after that, she after the song was over, basically she went and she, you know, she ventured on to her own little thing. So shout out to her. She's still singing.
Okay.
And she's gonna be a mommy, and that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, that's what's up. Now let me ask you a question. I know that with this song, and well, when you was in the group, and the group was MVP,
mm-hmm.
You guys traveled a lot. I mean, you actually have traveled more than people I know that had more records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you guys, how many songs exactly was you did you get to do
well,
as a group?
As a group, we had our MVP album. We had Stagger Lee Presents MVP, which was signed to Casablanca by Tommy Mottola here in Universal. Rocky Body was a big hit here, but then we actually formed the group, and we actually kept it as MVP. We actually took Rocky Body from Casablanca. We got signed in England to EMI Positiva Records. Rocky Body became a blessing because it actually got us a number 5 in the top 40 in England, and then from there it soiled itself, you know, all over Central, Middle, and Eastern Europe.
And that's how you got to travel.
Yeah, and that's how we got to travel. You know, the Germans, they loved it big, and they made it a very huge hit. I mean, when I first stepped in England, I didn't know that my song was at number 5 in the top 40. I thought that I was going to go and not, you know, be a newcomer, but landing in Europe alone and UK, I was approached by a lot of fans, and I'm like, where is this love coming from? I didn't know that I already had a hit a month, you know, before I had gotten to the UK. So it was
how,
like,
is that feeling? Like, you're getting off the plane and everybody's just kind of like attacking, kind of going a little crazy. I mean, it could, you know, could be a little stalkish stuff. But
you know, trust me, before the interview, I gave you my stalker scenario. But, you know, even on the plane, you know, it was just a blessing to hear the English, because I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I always wanted to go to England. I always wanted to, you know, just step the soil and, you know, hear the people speak. But actually, the waitresses, I mean, the stewardesses in the plane coming up to you, they were like, oh, my God, I know who you are. You have a great record. You're a big star. I want your autograph. And what would you like? Chicken, beef, or tuna? You know, or do you want a cup of coffee? You know, but that's great, but I think that my biggest, this big, huge, overwhelming feeling was when I actually stepped off the plane. When I travel in Adidas slippers, ankle socks, Adidas shorts, a hoodie, and a Yankee hat to the side. I'm very bummy, and I didn't even shave. And just getting to my hotel, I actually stopped off to get some apple juice, you know, to drink at a store, and I'm hearing this lady. And this is my first time I've ever stepped in English, you know, English territory.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came off the plane, and I'm hearing somebody go, excuse me. And I'm like, you know, I said, you know what, I kept on going because she couldn't be talking to me. I'm like, I'm a newcomer here. She's like, excuse me. And she kept saying, excuse me. But at the time, she goes, you, with the Yankee hat. And I turned around, and she was like, yes, you. And I was like, you talking to me? You don't know me. She was like, no. She had a little son, and she goes, my baby knows you. And I was like, he knows me? And she was like, yeah, come over here. So he was all shy, and he came up to me, and she was like, what's the name of the song? And he said, it's called Rock Your Body. And then after a while, she was like, what's the name of the group? And he's like, it's MVP. And that was like, for me, was like the biggest thing. I gave him a hug.
Wow.
I ran into the store. I took my Yankee hat off. I signed it for him, and I've never seen a kid cry. And the kid cried. He hugged it. And he said, I'm going to tell all my friends in class tomorrow that I've met MVP. And I wanted to bring him to the show. And for me, and everybody was like, I'm going back to the hotel. They were like, what happened to Yankee Head? I was like, I just gave it to away to my very first fan. And it was a child. I mean, he cried. The tears in the eye cried. Just hugging him.
Wow.
Feeling the way he felt. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
You know, this was big for me. So I was, you know, that was like the biggest, like, I said, I'm on. This is, for me, sky's the limit.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, like I said, the group is banded, but, you know, everybody's still doing their thing. Everybody's still carrying themselves well, and, you know, I pray for everybody.
Now, are you currently in the studio working on something, or?
I am. I'm actually working with my friend Sean Fitness. Big up to Sean. I'm writing for a young female right now from New Jersey. Her name is Jenny V. I just did Beatstock. I do Beatstock every year for KTU, and I go on there with a guy that we both know, Ty Bless.
Oh, shout out to Ty.
Yeah, shout out to Ty. One of
Ty,
my best
I'm
going to
get you on here. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. Sexy black. They're going to attack you when you come here. He is so pretty. I wish I was a female. He is so pretty. But shout out to Ty. Young lady by the name of Jalen Ducati, Jenny V, and my man Vinny Voices, we go on there and we do this hip-hop house medley. And we do it every year of all the songs that came out of that year and were hits. And we all do a medley, you know, mimicking those hits.
Right.
And it's, and you know, basically, they took me under the, you know, under their wing, and they come, they're trying to push her, so I just wrote two hot tracks for her, so look out for her pretty soon.
Nice.
And,
gotta bring her up here.
Yeah, and I'm basically still working. I, you know, I stay working fluent. I can't say that I'm, you know, I signed to a label, but I'm, you know, I'm blessed. I'm thankful. God is good at the end of the
well,
day.
Well, I know you stay active, because I constantly, you know, I see you on Facebook, and, you know, you're doing your thing. Every time I'm in a club or something, you're there doing something in there. You either hosting, taking a photo, you're doing something. And, you know, and I admire that, because they say that, you know, those are definitely very good work ethics and good home training.
Absolutely. Well,
and that goes back to your mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
mom is my God. Absolutely,
mom.
Absolutely. God is, you know, a lot of people ask me this question all the time, which is another going back to the complicated subject. I put a lot of mood swings on my posts, on my feeds on Facebook. And basically, I don't address them as, sometimes I'm addressing them to myself. Usually, 90% of the time, I address them towards my mom, because my mom was, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have the interest, and I wouldn't have the attributes that I carry today.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guardian angel, most and foremost, you know, first and foremost. But she was the one that raised me listening to the music. My mom's listening to the Stevies, to the Whispers, to Gladys Knight. She raised me on loving music so much. That's why I have such a big knack for it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell the people on Facebook that I usually address a lot of haters, because I still have a lot of haters. And a lot of people, I got a new name that my friend Star gave me, and I call these people frenemies.
Frenemies, yeah, I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
I call them frenemies. And, you know, frenemies are close friends who, haters are your close friends who stuck around too long to hate on you. That's how I put it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And those, you know, with being in the music industry, with doing everything that I do, there's always some supporters, but you never know what's behind somebody's smile.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
why,
you know, yeah, and the frenemies, you know, how they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. To me, I become stranger, because you can hate on me all you want, but that just makes me gully to get up in front of a camera and give you the big finger. I won't give it to you today, because I respect my ladies. But I'll give you the finger, or I'll just moon your ass. But that's just the way I do it. That's how I kill it with kindness. It's like I said, going back, I'm a humble person, but I love my people. I love my enemies. And I wish that they would have the same love towards me. But I guess that's why I call them frenemies.
Well, Vice, give them your info, your Facebook, Twitter, everything that you got, so those that want to contact you for anything, whether it be photos, graphics. He does hosting, he does comedy, he does skits, all type of, I mean, you name it, call him, and he'll have it, he'll do it.
I'm an all-around boy, as they say, and I always got to call. Call up on me, baby. There's no more MySpace, because MySpace went in the incinerator a long time ago.
No, I still like MySpace.
You know what?
I go back.
You know what? I can't get on no more. You can't get me on MySpace, because I forgot my password. And I won't remember the shit anyway. Oh, sorry for the cursing.
Facebook.com/ViceyVice.
You can find me. Just type up ViceyVice. V-I-C-E-Y-V-I-C-E. For Twitter.com/ It's pronounced the talented one, but I spelled it in Ebonics. So it's D-A-T-A-L-E-N-T-D-N, the number one. It stands for the talented one. So you can find me on Twitter. Hit me up because I'm a tweet head now. I'm what you call a twigger. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm a twigger, so I tweet all the time.
You follow him.
Hit me up.
Yes, follow him. Follow me, Emma E2K. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow Rose E2K. Just follow the whole team, and, you know, we all retweet and all that. I want to go off with another song. For Vice, what is it? What we got?
Track number two should be called Poof. This is produced by Mighty Max.
Well, this is a great song to go out with because it's called Poof.
Yep. If she can clear. Hey, yeah. Oh, no.
That's not Poof?
No, that's not Poof. We, you know, we have glitches on. Right? Hey, yeah. You know what?
Woo! Have I got a story?
That's Poof.
Poof or Queen?
Have I got a story for you? You guys will not believe what I'm about to tell y'all. Vice versa. Here we go. Woo! Man, this girl is driving me nuts. I keep getting calls and calls and calls, and I just can't take it. Here's my story. Once got around, but I just couldn't believe it. Hearing all kinds of things, my ears are deceiving. Rumor that someone's out there happily cheating, but now I see clearly. I want you gone in the morning. Wasting your time, no need for you to be calling. Turning my back cause you're no longer important. It just ain't worth it, your game's a forfeit. Playtime's over, got no time to be stressing. Who can it be, you're out there kissing, caressing. No need for fear, it's time to teach you a lesson. Girl, I'd rather spend my life alone. Remembering days when love making was constant. I look at your hound and the drink you hang out with. I walk in the sun while all your days remain cloudy. I read about your child, just alone and unhappy. When will you realize nothing without me? Thinking about me, but why would you doubt me?
Our topic is complicated. Complicated, do you know someone that's complicated? You know, that's our topic. That's what we're discussing today. You know, I'm going to, why is he wearing my colors? Anyway, in the studio, just stepping in is DJ Ronan, and we're going to sit down and chop it up with him, I guess, while we're waiting for DJ Dennis Demetri, if he ever gets here or not, and I hope he does, because I want to be nice. So anyway, the topic is complicated. DJ Ronan, come on in, man. Come on in and talk to
me. Hey, how you doing? Thank you.
Are you wearing my color today?
Somebody
tell you what I'm wearing?
Nah, you know, I'm great minds think alike. You know,
okay.
We coordinate. We going out later to the spot, right?
Okay, I like that. Yeah, we're going to go check out DJ Truth
over there
at his spot, his birthday party. So we're going to show him some love. You know what I'm saying? You know, New York is showing some Philly love. He's a Philly DJ that does our Tuesday's mixdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and he does his ones and twos, and he represents. So what's up with you?
First, Chef, my homie in Philly, Reef the Lost Cause, just had his firstborn last night.
Wow, that's a blessing, blessing.
Just want to shout him out real quick. As far as me, everything's going on.
Talk to me about you.
Okay. The mixtape with Jada Kiss did really, really well.
Nice.
I bought a copy for you.
Nice. Good.
It did crazy, you know, numbers. It's still selling.
Okay.
The stores are still copping them in Atlanta, Miami, UK.
So you're getting that multiple requests.
Yeah.
Everybody calling.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I would like to hear positive people that help other people, such as you. There's very few DJs out there that really bother to listen to. You know, just a regular, when I say regular people, like people that are not doing like so much platinum or whatever, you actually listen to the songs and you actually rep them and give them that, you know, that stage on like on your mix CDs and you play their music and you support them. And not a lot of people do that. It's like us, like we are the people's voice. We are the people's voice and you kind of play the people's music. So, right? It's like,
you gotta show love to up and coming talent. There's a lot of talent that people don't know about yet. And I feel like, you know, you can discover some, you know, some gems in there, you know.
Right.
And sometimes you gotta, you know,
you gotta rough out the dirt and stuff of the diamond.
Kinda like
the way they do in Africa.
Yeah, that is messed up. But finding good music from unsigned talent sometimes is kinda like, oh man, I can't even say that. That's crazy.
So why you started?
It's crazy.
I want to know. Go ahead. This is real talk.
It's a gross drug reference. I don't want to.
It's real talk.
Okay.
Real life.
Alright, well, have you ever had a mule who was smuggling coke, you know what I mean? And they got to let go of the coke, and in the tunnel, you got to go get the coke out of all that nasty mess, you know what I'm saying?
You got to find
it. Kind of like that. You find the jewel.
So you,
all,
in other words, you
got to
get your hands dirty. You gotta get your hands dirty, and not a lot of people really want to get their hands dirty.
I just thought this metaphor. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's a little out there.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. That's your warp of thinking. Again,
going back to our topic, right,
which is complicated. Now, let me ask you: do you think, do you feel that you're a complicated person?
Definitely. I feel like a lot of people don't really understand where I'm coming from. You know, I'm a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks I'm like some kind of man whore, but I'm looking good too. You know what I'm saying?
Why would they think that?
Because every other DJ is a trick.
Mm.
Not a majority of them. Man, strippers and hookers and all. Tricking on girls. It's just not me.
So do you think
that
that's why they go into DJing? Because it's an easy access to...
Partially, you know, also, they like music. They love music.
Okay, so, but not a lot of DJs are really DJs that actually play music to break it or
right.
to help. They're
right.
just playing it because it's payola or something they have to
right.
do, or, you know, it's part of the playlist
right.
that they gave them.
I got real love for this. I'm not just doing it for the bread. If I was doing it for the bread, I would have been a little Wayne tape. I would have done a Gucci Mane tape. But, I choose to represent, you know, artists coming up from New York who I feel are talented, who are getting overlooked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I work with brothers that's coming up now, like Matt Hoffa. You know, I'm part of the whole NYB movement, the New York Bully movement.
Okay.
Also, my crew, all Elements, people, artists like Sav Kills. You know,
he was here on,
right,
which
right.
was here yesterday.
Right.
Was he here yesterday?
So, you know, I just try to promote that. At the same time, like, I just had my birthday bash at Public Assembly.
Yes, he was telling us. Sav was here yesterday telling
right.
us about
it
some...
It was crazy.
He said this is like your crazier than your biggest ever? Would this be like...
I don't know.
That's
what
he said. Well, that's
the
what he said.
The crowd was good.
He said
I mean, there are other shows that have, I might have had so-called, you know, bigger rappers
no.
or whatever, but...
Saracana performed?
Saracana performed.
Okay. You know, she's definitely family to the show.
Of course. That's my sister, so she...
That's my daughter. That's my hip-hop daughter.
Right. So you kind of like...
I hip-hop raised her.
You kind of like my auntie then. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. I'll be TT.
Yeah. But
yeah, he's been here, of course, you know, to the show as well.
You know what's crazy, though? I had a couple of young, up-and-coming artists open up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't make them pay or nothing like that. I don't really believe in doing that.
Mm-hmm. You gave them the shot. You gave them the opportunity.
But they're hungry. They got that drive, and they brought their peoples out, and they paid, people paid to see them.
Wow.
It's funny because some of these kids is 19, 20, 21. People paying to see them more than they paying to see some of
the
artists who have sold, you know, hundreds of thousands of records.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like...
It's that hunger. It's definitely that hunger.
I like that hunger, though, you know?
Tango from the UTFO was here. Not so long ago.
Tango
kid? Yeah.
Shout out to Flappers, you know, from Flappers, Brooklyn.
And he was here, and we were talking, we have touched about that, about old school and new school, and the way that, you know, that what's missing is actually that field work. Like, back then, we didn't have all these social networks and all that, but if you threw a jam in a park,
right,
you had everybody representing from Brooklyn, and everybody was there. Like, how did everybody get to know, all the way in Queens over there, all the way, you know, in Manhattan, that there was a jam in the Bronx? And the park is full to capacity. Nobody was on a cell phone. Not everybody had beepers. And the flyers were, you know, riding boom, 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 and sticking them everywhere.
Right.
But everybody did the legwork.
You get sued for that nowadays.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, now it's a whole different stuff. But what I'm saying is that people now are lazy.
Right. See?
You know what I'm saying? Like, back then, you
it.
Had to be
right.
out there to be known. People had to know you. Like, everybody,
right.
Oh, this is so-and-so. This is so-and-so. Now, you hear, oh, DJ Spinahead. You're like, who's that? Like, who's Spinahead? Like, we don't even see them. Like, they're not out here. They're not active. They're not really, you know what I'm saying, in the community. Back then, you knew who your artist was. You knew who was performing. Like, oh, Tango Kid. Or, you know, whatever, saying, UTFO, Roxanne. Like, you knew them, and you felt like they were family. That's why you supported them. You felt one with them. They were there in the park with you. They danced with you, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the B-Boys were out there, and it was like a big party. Now, it's like, wow, I gotta be careful, I don't get shot, play the wall, this and that, tuck my chain in, this and that.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy. The whole element is just crazy.
I feel very sick of hip-hop events. I don't have those problems, but you need to be on the internet, but you also need to be in the street. Like,
right.
I might promote
like a
Facebook,
little, like a little
blast and all that. But I'm still going to hit up 8, 9, 10 shows before I have my own show.
Right.
You feel me? I'm going
right.
to have my street teams. You know, and while I might have 10 while my young dudes run around, I'm going to still go to events myself. And you know what I mean? I'm not Hollywood. I like to talk to people. I think that personal interaction is really important. You know what I mean?
It is. We've lost that so much that even like me as an interviewer, you know, I'll interview A-list, B-list, all type of list and names people. And usually sometimes when I'm talking like to the A-list people that have, you know, like the whole entourage with them and this whole thing, you're talking to them and they're like, duh. And you're like, are you serious? Like, I just asked you a question. And you're looking at me like, because they're either like in the, like they're either drunk or high or whatever. They're so buzzed. Like, how can you have publicists, managers, you have like a whole team of people, nobody could have got you right for this interview. Like, they're actually letting you go out there and just, like, what is going on? Then you wonder why people, why, like, the media comes and attacks them. Why the media's attacking you, why the media's saying that, you know, oh, this one with the pants down, this one, he's flirting, he's not talking, he's not whatever.
Right.
We don't have that, also that artist development that we saw back
in
the day. You have to be developed before they even let you touch
the
stage or whatever.
That's one thing I do with all the artists I work with. I try to get them to get the show
that's
tight.
That's so important.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you please talk to the upcoming artists and let them know how important that is?
Artist development. Y'all need to get your shows tight. Don't be rapping over your own vocals, you feel me? Also, you know, talk to the people, build, network, you know, don't get so drunk that you're unapproachable. You're able to talk to people. Sometimes talking to one person, build with them, and buy your CD, they'll be a fan of yours for life.
Right, they bring their whole crew,
right.
their block,
right.
their mothers yeah. even buying a CD.
That's why with Sav Kills, for example, he sold 20,000 CDs hand to hand.
That's crazy.
He does shows, 50 people come here, 100 people come here. Off that strength of building with people, you know,
right.
not being funny,
right.
you know,
right.
and it's still getting in magazines and radio and all that, but you know, you got to balance everything out.
Right.
And it's important to take time, be professional, be disciplined about this.
And it's
you know?
And it's nice when people like they show up to your show, whatever, and then that's great. But you know what? Don't get cocky. Don't get cocky. All of a sudden, because people are like, oh, yo, you nice. And now you think you're so nice that you don't need the people. You always need the people.
Right.
Same people you see going up and the same people you see coming down. You feel me? So, Jay, give them all your information. How can people contact you? And if they want to buy, you know, the CD that's hot, you know, or out of the oven, let them know.
You know, DJ J. Ronan, All Elements Music Group, All Elements TV, mixtapes, and All Elements Radio every Tuesday night on That's Hip Hop. Let's go to...
Yes, absolutely. We're not haters here.
All right, thank you. And holler at me, twitter.com/J Ronan. That's J-R-O-N-I-N. Hit me up. I'll answer all my tweets. I'm not funny style. You know, I ain't like some of these, you know, funny style rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Just holler at me. Hit me on Twitter, or I've got the website in development right now. I just bought the domain, allelementsmusicgroup.com. Hit me up soon.
And email, so if they want to, like, send you any music or any tracks or any, you know, so you could check out, like, up and coming, you know, that they'll be sending their stuff out. Should they send it to you via what?
Send it to me, J Ronan, that's J-R-O-N-I-N, at All Elements, so that's the end, musicgroup.com.
Okay, so you already
it's a
know.
Brand new email, strictly business, send it to me.
No funny
if it's
stuff.
It's dope, I will play it on the radio, you know?
Okay.
I play all kinds of people on the radio.
So make sure you send that to him. You know, he's one of the truest DJs, you know, that I met. He keeps
respect
it funky.
To the DJ. See the shirt?
All respect to the
Shout
DJ. Yeah, he got a hot shirt on that says respect to the DJ.
Right.
Definitely, you know, support his movement. He supports our movement. We definitely support him. He's a friend to the show. You know, and let's go and, you know, some music, and let's watch J. Ronan sign the wall. Sign the wall.
Real quick. Look out for me and Matt Papa. Got a new tape coming out. Me and Big Luke Camden, Pray For Me, and All Elements Volume 12 coming real soon. So just look out for that.
That's what's up.
So I want to say.
And let's go out just watching, like I said, sign the wall. And we're off to DJ Chu. Right after this commercial, right after this live blooper, right after this we are a live situation. Don't forget to follow Lush Radio on the Twitter, man. That's Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow me, Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine. Don't forget to follow Future Guru 100, man. He's a retweet king. Don't forget to follow the Retweet Squad. Follow Dennis the Menace, because he's not DJ on there, but follow Dennis the Menace on Twitter. Follow us all, man. Follow. Let's just follow. And let's say peace to Ronan, and we out.
Peace, y'all.
Fibonacci spirit, no more need for you to quiver. Femmes, realist, if beauty's in the eye of the beholder, behold. Look into my eyes, see a story untold. Constellations entwine my soul, and you get lost as galaxies unfold. I hold the master key to emotionally retreat. Optionally, I've taken that leave before and won't repeat. I dwell in the land that I live in, artistically giving you all of my vision. Driven to collision on a course of precision, vain of my interest in mental health remission. Living every day on a brand new mission, shine like the star you are, it's the intention.
You are a shining star, baby, cut the fire. No one wanna see you fall, no never.
On top, it's a
stride, walk on guard, light with the camera on bark guard, watch your stamina, stomp it hard,
walk for me,
no profile,
boost the air, flip, touch the show, strike your pose, serve your goal, eating the dance floor, feasting your eyes, feeding the runway, filling my stride, pussy,
pipe,
you want this chick, you sitting, you're on target, you've just been on,
half a rock, you've just been won.
Afar, you are so nebular, beam of light. Whenever you step in a room, you're about to blow, go off soon. Tick, 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 boom. The bomb, lucky charm. What beauty remedies are you on? Where have all your imperfections gone? Perhaps you were just born, setting off the pretty alarm. Like,
it's the part where you work it through.
Like,
Without further ado, DJ Dennis the Menace. Salute me, bitch!
Hey, that was a curse.
Oh, sorry. I could curse. In my show.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's children watching.
Okay, my children too, but they know what bitch means. And they're not bitches. So, without no further ado, like I said, DJ Dennis is in the building. The reason why he's late, tell him why he's late.
We're late because I didn't want to be early.
Why are you late?
No, but what if people in Canada and Europe and all these people listening, the Third Avenue Bridge is closed. They're going to be like, he can't hear.
Okay, in New York, the Third Avenue, they know where I'm at, in New York City, in the BX.
We're in the BX.
There's an accident on the Third Avenue Bridge.
No, it's closed. Like,
oh,
the bridge,
it's closed now?
They're moving the bridge. They're taking the bridge out and putting a new bridge in.
Unbelievable. Only
yeah.
in New York.
Is that like the news?
Do I have a caller that's calling in? Okay, I have Hova on the line. Can you bring in Hova?
Hello.
Hov, is that you?
Yeah, what's going on, Emma?
Hey, honey, man. Peace, man. I'm so sorry about the way, you know, when I'm in.
You know what's crazy?
Sometimes it's difficult to go on the line, so I apologize.
No.
It's just a thousand calls coming in. I got like 15 people I got to interview at the same time. I got 2 hours.
Working.
I got you. Listen, you crazy? Yo, listen, you know it's all love, baby girl. Yeah, you got to thank your husband.
And this is Christian Dior's manager. He's on the line. I got him live.
Hold on.
Dennis and Manatee.
I salute you, Ho. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on, my brother? How are you?
Everything coming down like the rain, baby. You know it.
Yo, what's up, man? Well, we're going to get you on our night on the strip joint. What's good?
Hey. I already threw the numbers up, man. You guys are playing around.
Don't play around.
Oh, man. We're going to set it up. Emma, what's good?
Like 6 months ago, almost a year ago.
Mira,
you're
don't
right.
get any personal right. and money situations on my show. Hello. A shout
you
out
know,
to
we, You know, we love the strippers, baby.
Oh.
I know you do. You sing about them all day long.
You got to love them.
All day long.
I keep them employed.
If I can marry you, I'll marry all of them.
Complicated.
Because at least I know, see, the best thing about a stripper is at least I know she's doing what she got to do for her money. And if, hey, she's going to do anything extra, I just know she's faithful.
Ow.
Okay. I don't know about the faithfulness, but okay on the rest.
Hey,
yeah, but she's paying money, so I can't get mad.
But yeah, right,
like,
they pay for the money in the poll. And the minute it's not there, then you're on your own, bidding by yourself.
Yeah, but it's business, never personal, so you got to know how to control your emotions.
Okay.
That's the difference between us men and y'all women.
But let me, okay, listen, because you're going into something else, and I want you to stick to the topic today. So the topic is, are you a complicated person?
I
know someone that's complicated. Hope, I know you're complicated. Don't even front on me.
I am. No, I am. I'm super complicated. I don't even understand myself.
Why? Why are you like that? What made you that way?
The world. God damn, this shit is crazy.
It's all the world's fault?
Yeah. I'm not even going to bring it down because I don't even want to get striked.
Okay.
It's the world.
Okay, so we're just going to leave it like that. Then at least you're admitting, at least you acknowledge that you're complicated, right?
And you know what's another thing that's complicated that makes it that way? The woman in this world. Because y'all don't know what y'all want, so I'm confused. First you want to vote for president, then you want us to open the door for you. I don't get it. Why you can't buy me a drink, too? Why you can't open the door for me? Why you can't pamper me?
You bring up valid points, though. You bring up valid points.
It's the truth.
Not for everyone.
Woman out there is so strong and so independent, but yo, I'm gonna ask a question for all the guys.
Do it.
Where the money at? Let me hold something.
See now.
We can start a foundation, send it to Emma, and I'll pick up all the money.
Okay, now hold up. I can step in and talk about that. You know, and talk and defend some of the independent women out here. You know, we do put money up, too. We do pay bills and all that as well.
No,
I mean,
I never say y'all didn't. I never say y'all didn't, but sometimes.
But there are some of us. I am one. I don't, the man don't pay everything for me. I feel it comes 50-50, or when he's down, I'm supposed to be there to pick him up. I'm supposed
no,
to be there if he ain't got it.
Exactly.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But what about when y'all both successful? Sometimes. When women are more successful than a man, they feel like they have the balls now.
No.
Yes, there's a lot of women
balls.
Like that.
You know, I like
they
what I carry.
Don't sting.
You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Why I
like
love
what I carry, and I carry it well, and my balls are in my back. You know what I mean? And I carry them very well. I don't want to have them in between my legs, you know. I want my man to have those because that's what I'm coming home to. You dig?
I did. All right.
Now hold
that door. I love you, Emma. I love you, Emma. We ain't got no beef.
I'm coming in. Hold that door because I'm coming in.
Do it, baby.
Yo. Emma, you coming out tonight or what? We got the Paradise Dinner. I'm promoting.
Yes, I'm coming through. I got to go check out my boy's stuff in Manhattan, DJ Truth. But I am going to pass by you, and then I'm going to go check out DJ Truth.
All right, no doubt. Love to everybody. We get out at 1 a.m., and then if you want to get in for free, is no
DJ
problem.
DJ Jimenez, and then I got Young Quest, and then I'll be over there. How about that?
Yeah, all good. What's up with my boy, Young Quest?
And then I'll be at the Paradise Theater where y'all at. Popping it off.
I didn't hear you. What you
said? I said, then I'll be over at the Paradise Theater where you guys are popping it off.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a lot of lovely ladies in there too, man. I hope I could get me an independent one that doesn't fight like you.
I don't fight, you better cut it out.
Well, a complicated one. That's the top. I'm sorry. A complicated one, not fighting.
Yes, it's not about fighting, it's about compromising. Coming
yeah, but
together,
you can't front, Emma, you can't front. It's the truth. Women change with evolution like everybody else's, but y'all change dramatically because in the 1960s, it was all about love. Now it's all about ends.
Listen, I think you need a therapy session,
Ho. I don't need a therapy session. All I need is a happy ending, a nice girl that could cook, and I'm good.
Okay, so, you know, we're about to, to look for some single young ladies. We're about to start a show. We're going to call it For the Love of Rose. And it's still in motion, so I'm going to get at you on that because I'm going to get a couple of single ones and I'm going to merge some single, good gentlemen just like yourself. And we're going to try to make this marriage work somehow.
I don't want marriage,
when I say marriage, I just mean a joint. It doesn't necessarily mean you're running to the altar and they take
it
half.
Okay, yeah, because you kind of scared me. I was about to hang
up the
phone.
Okay, no, I don't want to scare you. No, I don't want to scare you.
I know.
My dog. Anyway, listen, I love you and all that, but I do have to get into my answer because I got how many minutes? I got 19 minutes, and I got to break them down. So I love you. I'll see you tonight. I'm running through Paradise Theater. Anybody, go out there. It's popping out there. They're popping. For the guys, there's young ladies there. And for the girls, the dudes are popping. They're popping it off. So we'll be over there, Paradise, right after this. So I'll see you in a little bit, okay? And a big kiss to Christian Dior for me. And he's over there. Okay.
Fly. We ain't conceited. We confident.
Security, you here? I gotta get to the show. All right, so love is love, and yes, people are complicated and people are difficult. Now, DJ Dennis the Menace, are you complicated?
Not at all.
You're not complicated.
Why
is everybody lying today?
No, I'm not complicated.
Okay, why are you not complicated? Why do you feel you're not complicated?
Why should I be complicated? The world is complicated enough.
That is true.
One more complicated person is just going to make it worse.
Because people allow the world to complicate them. That's why they come with a complication. The world complicates them.
Look at that. I just got hit by an SUV. And I'm here.
He had an accident and still came on the spot. Like, how was that? With the car crashed outside. Like, how bad do I feel?
I can get a Mercedes Benz because I got hit and nothing happened to my car.
Shout out to the Benz. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you're going to go shop for a car. Look, got hit by an SUV. He still came here. Look, now he's scratched out of debt. Holla.
How you doing?
I'm fab.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fab. You know, to say that I'm anything less than fab would be really to, not to trust in God to give me my blessings.
And I don't want to hear you complain anyway, so.
Who wants to hear that? I don't want to hear it from other people, so I'd rather not, that's what I pay my therapist for. This is my shit over there.
I know you got the magic
session. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I got the booties going on with the, I'm wearing the red and black ensemble today.
Can you stand up for me?
No. That's not this type of show.
Wrong show.
Wrong show. This is on the spot to catch you, to talk about topics and all that. But,
what's the topic?
Are you complicated? Or do you know someone that's complicated? Or are you dealing with a complicated person?
No, not at all. Can we talk about sex?
Okay. I'm going to clap attacked him. Because he's complicating my show right now.
Right. Yeah, you always expect to sign out. It's not going to be a normal interview.
Okay, so now very quickly, talk to me and update me about what you're doing. Because you're doing 1,000 things just like me. Talk to me and update me on your latest.
Okay.
Is that your phone? Because why are people calling you?
Oh, that's me, baby.
Your vibration?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I get carried away.
Mirak, who's calling you there?
That's my friend, JQ.
All right. Shout out to JQ. Stop calling him. He's on the interview. All right.
Okay, Dennis Menace, Consistent Salute Entertainment. We got the DJ crew. There's so many to mention. Yanni, DJ Suave, Young Quest, K7, Rayvon, Rick Rock. There's just so many of us. I also do my own station. And also,
shout out to the station. We ain't no haters.
Okay, alistradio.net Fridays from 6 to 8. Don't conflict with your show. So we good.
We ain't no haters here. Nobody does it like me.
Nobody looks like me.
Nobody is
Lush
me.
It.
I am confident in Lush my
it.
Presence.
Lush
so
it.
Do you?
We got a clothing line coming out, which is called Salute and Conquer. Yes. We got a printing company, which we make T-shirts and everything else to the fact. We got
and flyers.
We do everything. Flyers, printing. We got that's the media company. We have a photo. It's called Gotcha, which is a photography company, and a videography. What else we got? I got my music company, Salute Music Group. What else we doing? Have artist development. We do artist development for artists that don't know what they're doing. We do a showcase every once a month, the last Monday of the month, which is coming up October 25th. So if you're a rapper, a poet, a comic, or whatever you want to be, if you got any kind of talent, if you juggle three balls at one time.
Right. Stand on your head for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This is something for you. I'll give you a little bit more information on that. That's it, man. We pray
you. Now, for them to follow you, if they want to, you know, highlight you or whatever, or these, they want to go to your, you know, to the talent stuff
Salute,
or whatever,
yeah,
how they can follow you.
SaluteENT.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Dennis Domenech. D-A, not T-H-E, Dennis the Menace. Facebook, same thing, DJ Dennis the Menace on Facebook. Mi Gente, no. What's the other thing?
Black Planet.
Black Planet. All that. You can check me out.
He's Googleable. He's Googleable.
Yeah, I'm a Googleable boy.
He's a Googleable boy.
Yes.
So now talk to me about this artist that you have right in my presence.
Oh, yes.
The Luscious Licious over there I'm looking at.
Yes, he's my friend. He goes by the name of Young Quest.
Young Quest in the,
yes.
You know, Cougar's Lair. Bring him to the Cougar's Lair.
Into the Cougar's Lair.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. So we're going to, you know, we're going to go into... something that you sent for from Quest before I get him on. Can we do that? Yeah, because we're like pressed for time.
We're not
going
to talk about sex then?
No, we're not today.
Now we sip. Yeah, we got this joint. It's called Now We Sip. It's Young Quest. It's Young Quest featuring Christian Dior. Actually, graphics. You know what I mean? We just collaborating with a little bit of everybody, you know what I mean? We still the best, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody else, we, you know, y'all got to act like a tomato and catch up. I guess play the record. Let's do it. Salute, boys.
My junior mafia got deep pockets. pop in that space, son. I'm a giant like Eli, but this brother a hate Tony. And don't hate on the star swag. Every bar crack like you heard it from Rose. And then I play Trump when that rose come. Oh, down on these bottles make rose come. The more they want, the more I pour it. So I have them all falling like Lola Lopez. You know I'm focused. See, I ain't Trey Songz, but I want that throat check. Have her working out like she on that boat flex. Hey, hang it up like you run that coat check.
Kids that have cancer, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, I would give my hair one day, you know what I'm saying? So I just,
wow.
Woke up one morning. It took me a while because I went from a January. I'm gonna come ahead and they don't worry because I know everybody who cut their hair. They be like, today I brush with
you. Right.
Week.
You wait for the.
I just woke up one morning. I was like, I'm not gonna think about it. I'm tired right now. It's the best time to do it. Cut it. Once he cut it, I was like, fine. Keep going
with the rest.
No, I didn't cry.
Now, do you you've never let your hair grow again, or do you have intention
to
let
your
hair grow again?
I think the short hair is more grown and sexy, don't you think?
I think so too. I'm saying, you know, but everybody, you know, pa todos los colores son los gustos, so, you know, everybody for all different flavors, you know.
That's that real hair get thrown over. I'm not down for that. I'm an artist. I don't want
to
be.
But if you ever were to decide to let your hair grow again, would you do that again?
No. Hell no.
You want to do it again?
Hell no. You know what you got to go through to get your hair at that position? First you go from here, then you go.
You go through the ugly phase, like they say, right?
Yeah.
Like the ugly phase
of
the hair going in, and you don't know which way you want to do it. Is gel it or spike it or...
Yeah, all that. So then, you know, you try to figure out ways to make it look cute, and it doesn't work.
Okay, now, I know for the women, we feel a little some way when they ask us our age, but how old are you? Because you look very young.
I'm 11. I just turned it.
Stop playing. How old are you? 21. Stick to videotaping. You're
21? 21. I'm a baby. I can buy liquor.
You can at least, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You can at least go and buy a drink and show ID if they need to ask if ID. You can do that.
And I like to do that, too, because I'd be like, you sure you want to ask me for my ID? You can do that.
Right.
I got it.
Ready.
Right here.
And then when you do that, they don't ask you for it, right?
No, they don't.
I know what it is. See, that's what I was like that, too. You know, before I hit 21, it was like they wanted to come, like, And then when you hit 21, you're ready. Come on.
I went straight to the bar.
Like, no,
but everybody in my neighborhood knows me. So when I was in the bar, I was like, yeah, as he fights it, he was like, what? I don't know. I was like, just do it, please.
Right, just let me.
I just want you to do it.
Let me go through
it.
Now, let me ask you something. I heard the song that you got featuring Christian Dior.
Yeah.
How did that collab come about? And, you know, what is that about?
Very simple and very funny. Studio, talking too damn much. Like, let's do a song. All right, what song are we going to do? I had a beat already that sounded horrible. I'm not going to lie. I had a regular beat. And I was like, yo, let's remake this beat. And in like 5 minutes, he was like, yo, I'm going in the booth. I got in the booth. Da-da-da-da-da. Mastered it. Next day, we was out on the street.
I mean, it doesn't help, too, that, you know, that you're running with the Salute team.
Salute boys. Yeah.
And they make sure they put that out on the air and stuff like that. And also Christian Dior's team, which is DraftKick.
Shout out to DraftKick.
So shout out to DraftKick and all that. Hopefully I have called them earlier. I'm limited to the time, 3 minutes. I promise to bring you back. You know, it's not my fault. It's nobody's fault. You know, they were moving the bridge. I mean, what a wicked dinky on my night, Saturday. You figure they're moving the bridge. And then I'm like, young Quest, get over here. But, give out your Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff so they can follow you, where they can find your music, YouTube.
Everything is in a one spot. I'm going to make it very simple for everybody. It's youngquest.net. Very simple.
Just everything.
Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, local hookups, mi gente, Ray Hispanic, all that is up on there.
Tag, you on tag.com? Somebody was trying to talk to me about tag.com.
Tag.com.
I don't, you know, I'm just saying. Not saying that I'm on there, M-A-2-K, but I'm saying that, you know, so I put it out. But, and so, www.youngquest.net.
Yep. Spelled properly. None of that ghetto shit. We don't do that.
All right. So, now, as we see him go tag the wall, I'm going to give my final thoughts, you know, of the whole show. So, DJ Dennis the Menace, thank you for coming.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. Late crash, his car crash, everything
and
went
everything.
On. And he still showed up, so I appreciate it. And Young Quest, I appreciate your presence. And I will invite you for a more intense interview. But I definitely, you know, I'm happy that you came in. I'm happy that we ever got to hear your music, and we'll be looking out for you. So sign the wall. I say the wall, but it's our door. Sign the wall. Sign the wall. It sounds better, like sign the wall than sign the door. Right? Okay, so we're going to watch him sign.
I'm at Leather Lamps tonight, 128th Street in Amsterdam, and then right after that, I'm at Next Stop in the Bronx.
That's what's up. You know, so we're traveling today everywhere and going to visit everybody. DJ Dennis and Matt is going to be one of our spots, too. So, again, what's the address at? Where you going to be?
128th Street in Amsterdam, Leather Lounge. And then from there, at 2:30, I'll be at Last Stop in the Bronx.
So, whoever can make it to Manhattan, and you're also there.
Boom!
Thank you, everybody. It's been another blessed week. Thank you for my team, my partner, man, Lushy Lush, always on the set. Rose holding me down all day long. I'm getting love here. I just feel loved and blessed, man. And please always carry God first. And if not, just, you know, if you're having a bad day, Just look me up and check out my sexy pics.
That's it.
On
Luscious Radio Online.
That's
stupid.
That's